communion before Christmas. So we will use that time accordingly. Would you please do everybody a favor and silence your telephone? And I may be just a tad loud, Mike. If you can bring me down, I think everybody would be happy with that. We have, as was said, we've got some goodies there. We had an extra good load today of things that I think you'll enjoy and hope you get a chance to take a look at them before we do anything else. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say before we get started? All right then. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word, your promises. Thank you for Christmas and the Christmas story. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2, and we'll be looking at verses 8 through 14 there. And this will sound pretty familiar to you, seeing how we just, Charlie Brown just read the same thing. I'm going to try to read it in a little different way, I guess. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. And that is the Christmas story. And that's an ongoing story. And that's what God wants for each and every one of us all the time. He wants us to have peace. And the title of my thought tonight is Search for Peace This Christmas. Look for things that are peaceful. Turn the other cheek. Let somebody else have the last word. Find places that seem to be that you have sadness or resentment in your heart for somebody, and try to let that go if it be at all possible. Think about that and think about Jesus, who's called the Prince of Peace. That's one of his names. He is the Prince of Peace. And we live in a hectic society, and lots of times there are unpleasantnesses round about, and we just have to do the best we can with them and try to find our peace, hold on to our peace, and hold our peace. Amen? And it makes it a lot easier if, like Mary, if you just got a new car today. Is it a good car? Yay! It seems like a really, really good one. Well, good, Mary. We're glad that you got it. Maybe we can all go for a test drive after. No, we won't be able to do that tonight. Yeah. But my thought tonight, as I said, is search for peace. Look for the peaceful solution tonight in every way that you can. Try to overlook hurts and offenses and whatever. And turn with me to John chapter 14 and verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. You know, the world's peace is when everything's going right, when all of our ducks are lined up in a row, when everything is going our way, when we get our way. But there's another kind of peace that can show up in the most dismal of times if you search for it and if you ask for it and do everything that you can to get it. Think about that with me. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Now, those are things that work against peace. The peace that comes from Jesus, I never experienced until I became a believer. And then I've been able to sense it, and I try to stay in peace as much as I can. And it's not easy for me. It may be easier for some of you, but it's not easy for me. I just do the best I can. And you know what? I just want to say to everybody in this room, if you'll just do the best you can, that's good enough for the Lord in your life. God is not looking for a reason to exclude you from any blessing or from anything. He loves you, and he wants you to be happy, and he's willing to be patient with you and patient with us as we go through life, and so many things happen to us, many things that we didn't feel should have happened to us, but they happened to us. So what we have is an answer to that. The word says that we can have God's peace. I believe in the promises of God. And I had an experience many, many years ago before I had any children. When we lived in Patterson, California, I had an experience with the Lord that left me a different person, that left me able to recall Bible verses better than before, and promises and put doctrines together. And I believe in the peace of God. I believe that God has peace for you. And just remember that. And you know, whatever you have this Christmas to give to your family, let that be good enough. Amen? Just let that be good enough. And don't put yourself in a position that by springtime you'll wish that you hadn't. Just, amen. Yes, let's just all chill this Christmas. Amen. Brenda sent me the coolest thing I ever saw yesterday. She sent me a picture of a buck in her backyard breeding a doe. And all the begging I did not get it where she would let me come over there and kill that deer. And you know what? I just chilled on it. And I thought I'd ask her again tonight, and then that is still the same. No, I didn't ask her again tonight. How many of you do you see deer a lot? Have deer by your house or something? That's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. Search for peace this Christmas. Search for it. Try to find it. What is the peaceful solution to whatever you may be, whatever's been handed to you? Amen? Give me John chapter 16 and verse 33, please. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And, you know, for believers, if we get too far away from God, his devotions that we have with him every day, studying his word, confessing his word, we will find ourselves, a lot of times, we'll just have things come up that are just make us feel terrible. And God doesn't want that for you. God wants you to have peace. Now, he can't change everything at this time. There's a devil, a tempter in the world. There are demons in the world. There are things that are destroyed. I've heard some of the most horrific situations that have happened to good people. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. And what we have to do is be willing to hold on to God, hold on to the peace that he has given us, and hold on, just hold on. We may think, well, I've been waiting for something for a long time, and it has not come yet. Well, keep holding on. Keep believing. Keep doing what you know to do. The word works all the time, but it doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to get exactly what we want every day. It doesn't mean that, except for if you're looking for peace. I think you can have peace every day. Keisha asked me earlier today, she said, Brother Angelo, what are you going to preach on? And I said, well, I don't usually tell. And I said, I'll be honest with you. I've got an idea what I'm going to preach about, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to preach about. But what happens in my heart is that'll come up. And even if I was just a believer, that I, if I wasn't a minister, it still would just come up. Ideas about the Lord, Bible verses and Bible ideas about how God wants to do things. If there's anything in your life right now and you're wondering how you're going to get through the holidays or how you're going to do things, look for peace, because God will help you through anything. There are people I didn't even know would be here tonight, because the last time I heard they were sick, like Alyssa and her family there. Yet they're better, and that makes me happy. I'm glad that you were able to come. I'm glad that on a night like this you felt like, if I go to church, maybe I'll hear something that will help me. And that's my desire, is to always be able to say something to you where we can help you. Because help is not on the way. Help is here. It is. Amen. And it is. And God, just follow some of Melissa Helton's posts. She makes my lips go, mmm, mmm, mmm. She's always making something delicious. And she's teaching her young daughter, Autumn, how to make those things too. I think right now they made fudge today. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you. I'm hoping that we have the best Christmas ever. I believe we will. Sunday will be the crescendo day. And we're asking you to make a sacrifice. I've asked it for many, many years, to give Christmas morning to the Lord. And I asked that unashamed, and I was happily surprised how many said, yes, we'll do that with you, Brother Angelo. And we've had a marvelous time. The essence of Christmas Day at the nursing home is we're giving to people we may never see again. We're giving to people that probably cannot pay us back. But you know what? What if our gifts, our best gifts, come from the Lord? I remember, and I believe that one person can make a difference in life. Many, many years ago, about 20 probably, we'd already done this Christmas for 10, 12 years. And there was a little lady in the foyer at the nursing home, and she was so happy. She had a pear in one hand and a banana in the other, and she had her sleeves rolled up, and that pear was so ripe, and it was just going down her arm, and she was so happy, and she was enjoying that. And I can look at some of you were very young then, Kelly and some of you others, but you enjoyed being there. And I remember the Lord saying to me, Angelo, this would never have happened if you hadn't answered the call and done what I said to do. Some things, may I say this, they seem like they're a little hard, or you think, well, that won't work out. But you know what? How well do you know the voice of the Lord? I'm praying this here, that to everybody that's in a relationship, that that's the one that God wants you to have and that you're sure of it. So you don't have problems. But I thought about that. One person, and you know what? Why not you? Why can't you be that one person that can make a difference in somebody's life? Kelly has been with me and her mom for years, and we've ministered together. I can remember when Millie was a director of nurses in Clarksville at a nursing home there. Kelly was about that big, and she already had her favorite people that she would go and see, and they would look forward to seeing her, and she made a difference. She became a blessing at a young age, and no wonder she answered the call. And as we stand before you and my family, we're not perfect. There is nobody's perfect. We've all made mistakes, okay? I've made some terrible mistakes. I've just got somebody that makes me look good, and that's my wife, Millie. She's been a blessing to me. But we've all missed it, and you know what? We're not remembering those things. What we want to remember is that you've got a chance. You've got another chance to have a beautiful life. God wants you to have a beautiful life. God hasn't said to anybody in this room that I don't love you or that I won't hear your prayers or that I won't help you. God wants to help everybody in this room. I want you to know that tonight. He absolutely, totally wants to help everybody. There's not one person that it'll hope that he'll help more than others. It's just meeting the Lord where he is. One of the things I think that I've noticed in my life is there's a song, and it's called Honesty. Seldom ever heard, but mostly what I need from you. God just wants us to just be honest with him and ourselves. That's a beginning for a changed life. Be honest with yourself. And then be honest with the people that you're close to. And give God a chance to change some things. I'm asking you tonight, if things are not just the way you thought they should have been, please give God a chance. Let God work things out in your heart. So in this world, we will have tribulation. He told us already. But be of good cheer. How many of you came in here and now that I'm up here preaching, you're of good cheer? I want you to be of good cheer. God wants you to be of good cheer. God wants to give you everything to make you happy. There are some things at some times that we think we need that won't make us happy. And he won't give us those things. But as we learn to walk with God and get along with God, and we realize our highest calling is to be a child of God, he'll help us. He can help us more. If we could, let's put up 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. And this one is in the New Living Translation, please. Yeah. Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Let me tell you, your life, if you're a Christian, has a lot to do with how you get along with people in your church. What you're willing to do for them, what you're willing to give them, it's important. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted. This is the reason I changed the translation here. It's a little more meaningful. Be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. These things are easier for some to do than others. They're not easy for me. They're all hard for me. And I'm learning that there are consequences to not being what we should be, what God wants us to be, which is merciful, patient, and kind with one another. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. And he will grant you his blessing. You know, there's blessings and then there's the blessing of the Lord. The word says that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow to it. And a more perfect translation says, the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and hard work won't increase it because it's the blessing of the Lord. It's just purely the blessing of the Lord. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. A blessing. That is what God has called you to do. God has called us to be different. God has called, this is a tall order, but God has called us to be like Jesus to this generation. This is not an easy generation to figure out. For some, it's not an easy generation to love. It's full of a lot of things that are very bad at times. But I think one of the great things we can do before we do anything is to just keep our, just hold ourselves before we, don't be quick to do anything, whether it's good or bad. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called us to do. And he will grant you his blessing. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, I've got people right now that want to hurt me. People that want to do me wrong and scrutinize my life and in a way that I do not do to others. And I've just had to hold my peace. And I've suffered loss. But you know, when I think about it, we've got joy. And if we have each other, I'm so proud of my daughter, Kelly. I've never seen anybody work any harder, have you? And work any better and just be a blessing to people. It makes me look at my life's work. And Kelly has now become part of it. And she is such a blessing. Just to watch her move and the things that she can do, and doing things I never even thought of doing that are so good, things that have helped everybody in this room. And we're just blessed. So what we need to do is this. Turn away from evil and do good. How many of you just want to have good days and you want to have peace? How many of you have ever got into something with somebody and you went, I wish I would have never brought it up? Yeah. Yes. So turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil and do good. Turn away from evil. That's easier said than done at times in certain situations. What's the great thing about heaven? There'll be no tempter in heaven. There won't be anybody taking notes and looking to accuse you to yourself and to others. Turn away from evil and do good. We can do that. Do you believe that? I believe that we can do that in this room. Search for peace What's the peaceful solution? Many times the most peaceful thing I can do is keep quiet. Don't say anything. Isn't that the truth? Some of you are better at that than I am. And I'm learning from you and want to continue to learn from you. Let me say this here. We're going to take Christmas communion. Now, we're going to have candlelight communion Christmas morning this coming Sunday. But for tonight, I want to ask you in the old-fashioned way to come to this altar and make an altar and examine your life before God and examine your life in examination with the words you just heard. And if there's something you need to confess to God, confess it to him. And if not, just hold your peace and be blessed. We will be out of here before you know it.